The North is an unforgiving place. The others, they think they understand, but until you've been out on that tundra with nothing to eat and the only food is... No, not this time. This time I prepare. This time, there'll be enough to last us months up there, so no one will have to go through what I went through. Not today. Not on this short quest, long rest.
Well, hey, everybody.
Hello, Josie.
Hi.
Hi. How's the crew doing today? You feeling up for a nice wilderness hike?
I love hikes.
4 days in the snow.
Yay.
Yeah.
Four days.
No.
Well, it's roughly about 13 miles to the Dark Duchess. So
like 5 hours?
It shouldn't take terribly long.
You said it was 13 miles? Yeah, we can
only
go
about 13 miles, and only a mile of that is road, and then you hit Bremen. And then, depending on whether you want to hang in Bremen or not, may prolong your day.
Gotcha. I don't see why. It should be just smoldering ruins at this point. I can't see us wanting to hang around. But you never know. Maybe some people need some help there.
I mean, y'all are a bunch of bleeding hearts, so I'm sure that someone will get your attention. You
know. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Or hey, maybe Kavini will find something to murder.
Let me kind of take a couple steps back, because I didn't do a recap launching into that. Last session... A couple of things have happened over the last couple sessions.
Yeah.
Tavini and a certain dwarven princess have been getting to know each other better. Y'all found Rian's mom and Tavini's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them living on sort of opposite sides of the coin in Bryn Shander.
Yep.
One of them having established herself a place in the City Watch since people started flooding into town. And the other half living in a destitute situation, this half burned out warehouse on the northwestern end of the city with the rest of the people from their village. However, thanks to some, not necessarily clever wordplay, but through word of mouth, it has begun to spread throughout Bryn Shander that the people of Dugan's Hole, they're the source of one of the heroes that stopped that damn Shardalyn dragon.
I wonder where that came from.
That's not a good thing. That's not necessarily a good thing.
No, it's fantastic. You're a hero now.
Yeah, no, it's purely good. Yep. There's no way there's going to be consequences.
No. Zero consequences. No regrets.
Yeah, nothing you've ever done has ever led to tragedy.
Nope.
So.
Not even
a
couple of
anything.
A couple of us have learned some cool illusion magic and teleportation shit.
Yeah.
Yep, that's Rian.
Others have spied on the speaker of Targos and picked up a bad vibe that they refuse to share with anyone.
Lando, why?
Is that another dreamer thing? I was gonna say, I don't even remember. I just assume there's every time any information hits him that he doesn't share, my brain just like fucking just it deletes it from my head. I'm just like, well, I don't know that. Fuck it. That's gone forever.
I take this to my grave.
Exactly.
Now to roll back things. Sort of cover some of the off-screen ground. Rian.
Yes.
While you were in Bryn Shander, you managed to break away from the party for a bit. And did some shopping.
I did some shopping.
It's a little difficult. It's a little difficult to do some shopping in a town where there's just like so many crowded refugees and there's, you know, people filling the streets, and it feels a little awkward to be the guy with a lot of cash to burn. You did pass what appeared to be a woman and her kids gathered around her, who seemed to be trying to hawk a set of armor.
Mm-hmm.
And being a man that needs armor,
mm-hmm.
you stop to have a conversation with this person and, you know, learned from them their former, well, I would say, I won't say former, because that sounds like they divorced. No. Their dead partner.
Yep.
God, that sounds so terrible anyway.
Dead hubby. It's fine. You know, sometimes.
Dead hubby.
Sometimes that shit happens.
Had been a sort of a captain of the watch in another town, one of the ones that had gotten destroyed by the dragon, and while he had managed to survive the hike to Bryn Shander when they abandoned it, eventually succumbed to his wounds, managed to clean his armor, and is trying to sell it in order to care for the remaining family members there. And while she offered this suit of plate armor for half price,
mm-hmm.
bleeding heart that you are, and you know, I should say, good man that you are.
Aww.
You bought it for full price.
I did buy it for full price. They obviously needed it more than I did.
Yep. So you are currently walking around Targos in a dead man's armor.
Yep.
With the weight of a family at your back.
God. This is gonna be a bad thing. What the fuck?
No pressure.
That's fine. They'll be fine. I'm sure they won't, you know, just perish or anything up here. They'll be fine. With that much money, fuck, they can retire. They're fine. $1,500? Shit.
Hey, so long as they're not part of Dugan's Hole, they're fine.
They can go anywhere now. Say. Maybe I sent him up north to Lonelywood, too. I was like, hey, here's $1,500. Go spend it at the gambling den.
Yes.
Now we'll get that money back.
Genius.
Sent them up that way to go see a Kenku.
Yep, a Kenku.
Shaky the Kenku, the guy leading the gambling operation in the basement of the White Moose.
The underground gambling operation. I fucking love it.
Sending a whale your way, Shaky.
Yeah.
Sending a whale.
It's true. And so I saw it look in her eyes. She looked like she had a gambling problem. So I was just like, hey, you know where you can gamble? I know the best place in all of Icewind.
So,
oh God. So what, God damn it. What started off is like, yeah, you know what?
You started this. You said the whole, whole family on the way to your back. And I'm just like, okay, I'll play this shit. I'll go full tilt, asshole. No, I wouldn't.
I mean, you never know. Maybe they went a little off the house.
Felgrin,
does anyone win off the house?
No, didn't he give him the cheat die?
House always wins.
Hell yeah.
You know, the house usually wins.
Yeah, what type of gambling establishment do you run if they lose?
That's
like,
right.
That's like the worst casino ever. It's when you walk in and you lose the money. This isn't Ocean's 11. That shit doesn't happen.
So does Rean just come back to the group once he has his armor?
Oh yeah, and fucking fully decked out, strutting too. Like, he's not going to tell the story about the dead person or anything like that, but...
Oh, so you just decided to embrace the lack of grace.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong, but the fact is, you know, I've been leaning more towards, you know, the physicality of things, you know, up here. It's not so much, you know, back when it was sailing, you know, it was more about being lithe. You had to move around mm-hmm. the deck. You had to go around and here it's you're cold and you're heavy and you're sluggish and you're marching for days. Like, so it feels like I might as well just be a damn fortress. Like, learn from Krellic. Look at mm-hmm. that. You see him? Every time he never gets hit. He does get hit and it doesn't hurt him. I need that. I need that in my corner. So, and he like clanks on his armor and he's like, so? I think I'm ready.
Well, you know, if Krellic is what you aspire to, then he just kind of pats you on the shoulder.
Clank, clank.
Yep. Hit it. Well, the more power to you.
Appreciate that.
Yep. She's kind of smiles. Nice and shiny, though.
Aye, it is. He's kind of looking at it, and is like holding his arms out, kind of turning them over, looking at the shiny armor.
Very proud of himself.
Mm-hmm. Freshly polished.
Yep.
So
I made
shiny.
One of the kids do it before I said, come on. I was like, I'll buy your dead dad's armor. Shine it first, though.
Oh my.
It was pre-shined for sale, you dick.
Shine it up real good, kid.
Yeah. I'll throw a copper in it for you.
Okay, well, is there anything you folks want to do here in Targos at, like, the Luskin Arms or the Three Flags Sailin'? You know, we kind of arranged for family to start heading north to the Lonely Wood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sending Tavini's family. And I told Sersha to do it, too, because she could drink for free, much to Falgrin's chagrin.
No, he
flat out just disagreed. He said no.
Yeah.
Wasn't to his
chagrin.
Yeah, but chagrin.
She's still gotta do okay. that. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but if Sersha shows up there, they're gonna let her drink for free. It's just gonna happen. You've met her now. You know the type of person she is. You're not gonna be able to stop her.
That will be to his chagrin.
Yes. Now, when we get back there, maybe you can lay some laws down and stuff, but until then, she has run of that place. In fact, hopefully she doesn't change our bar up too much, because I could see that happening.
Oh boy.
Like, it's under new management now. And just fucking take over and start fucking changing shit.
Just don't touch the basement.
Yep. Or the moose head. That moose head stays.
Forever.
Yep. Goddamn right. It's the whole point of the entire place. It is the white moose.
It ties the whole room together.
It does.
It ties the room together. I mean, you could see if you could get it enchanted to,
talk?
You know, no, to do some, well, do, well, maybe even talk, but do something crazy like that, that fish does in, Bryn Shander.
Well, bite people?
Now we have to enchant it.
That'd be hilarious, like, at, like, noon and midnight, it just bellows the time.
Yeah. Yeah, we should get a theme
song. Or 6 a.m., 6 p.m.
Make it sing the theme song. Like every hour.
Or you can
hour.
Like boop its nose and little snowflakes.
If you write a theme song, I don't care what hoops I have to jump through as a DM, I will put someone in your path that will enchant that thing to sing it.
Fuck yeah, I'll write
but
a theme
you
song.
Gotta, you gotta write a fucking theme song.
We already have a
I
a
will
song.
Pay someone to make a song.
No,
we already
no,
have
no.
a song. We have the song that your buddy made for us that is for Squalor Squawk. And it is a 3-minute fucking song, and I was joking about putting lyrics to it, but we could put some goddamn lyrics to it.
You put some lyrics to it, and that moose will sing it.
Welcome to the big white moose. I got nothing else, but I'm working on it. That's
work
the first
in progress. Work in progress.
Yeah, work in progress.
Okay.
But yeah, Felgren's not going to get up to anything before they leave.
No.
Are you taking mounts? Are you going on foot? What is the plan of operation here?
That's a very good question, because if we're expecting to find a ship to sail, like, we're gonna have to leave the dogs behind to sail. So, like, is that what we're... If we're planning on that, it might be best just to go by foot and leave our dogs behind, or the axe beaks behind, in Targos for now. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, taking the dogs is going to get us there so much quicker, but like literally twice as quick. But yeah, we'll have to leave them on the bank essentially if the Dark Duchess is saleable. If it's not,
yeah, they can find their way home, right?
That, I mean, if it's
that
saleable,
how dogs work,
can't we just load the dogs up on the boat and leave the sleds?
Yeah, or that, I don't know.
Yeah, we probably load up the sleds too. Yeah, fuck it, let's take the dogs.
Okay.
That's a good call, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, fuck it, we're taking the dogs. That makes sense, because if the Dark Duchess isn't serviceable, then we're going to need to head up the coast anyway,
exactly.
So it's best to have
them. Boat might get a little stinky, but we'll just keep them in Krellick's room.
There you go, huh? See?
I'm watching. That's not right.
I'm Noted.
You already have a bear in there. Just take one for the team.
The bear doesn't stay in the room. It won't fit through the door.
Well, take one for the team anyway.
Have you tried?
Yeah, you didn't try.
Yeah, not with that attitude. Yeah. Come on, positivity.
Positive attitude achieves a lot. You're not doing it. You're not doing it right.
Have you ever heard the phrase "yes and"?
We'll figure it out. The boat may not even be there.
That would be wonderful. But Rian is like, he is, one thing he is doing in Targos is he is stocking up on food. You notice like almost a little ridiculousness, like over prepping, stocking up on food. Like that's and you guys would probably all notice it. Like he is putting probably too much food on the carts, like making sure we have enough food.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. As he's like carrying shit and stacking it, like, what's up?
You want to tell him, Krillic?
I don't know. I think it should come from you.
It's a lot of food. Why are you buying so much food?
Is that a problem, bud?
No, you trust me. You don't want to be out there and not have food. Trust me. Like, this is just a precaution. It's fine. Everything's fine.
I'm just saying, we've gone into the Dale before and you haven't
crazy.
Bought like your whole donkey worth of food.
No, that's a little different. See, before we were just going up a mountain and we weren't that far behind, or we just walked out a little bit into the snow. This is days of travel, likely, that we're going to be spending out on the tundra. And trust me, I mean, could you imagine what it'd be like if we ran out of food out there?
That's not something to joke about.
His eyes just kind of glaze over.
Dreamer sort of like leans in front of Rian.
Jesus! Oh my god! Why do you do that stuff? Holy shit! And he like puts his palms over his eyes, just exasperated, be like, oh my god, Dreamer, what? What?
You weren't here for a second.
What are you talking about? I've been here the whole time.
No, you were elsewhere. Just now.
Yeah, sometimes the mind wanders. I don't know what to tell you.
Seems to wander whenever we like.
And he is just continuously stocking food onto the.
All
onto
right.
The
well, I tried.
We're talking.
Falcor just flugs away.
I think Krillik's just gonna eye the food and just like, just let him do it because I mean. He'll always eat it too, so no skin off his nose.
They'll just eat really well.
I still have my berries.
Oh, the berries are great, but don't get me wrong, they're fantastic. But what happens if something happens to your dreamer and we don't have the berries? We can't just rely on that. We have to have contingency, and we have to be ready for anything that could happen out there.
Okay.
Huh.
And while he is packing. In the dark, you guys could see Miri is a little ways off, and she's over near the water than the rest of you. And you see her just pacing back and forth in her tail, lashing in agitation as Rian's internal mood is affecting her own. She isn't growling at this time, but is very, very restless and is wearing a track through the snow and the mud underfoot.
Rian doesn't even, Rian wants to, would normally come to her, but he can't. Like, he's not even, his brain is fucking laser focused right now. Just.
No, that's fine.
Get food.
Okay. So. It's gonna kind of pull Krillik to the side. Kind of look over his shoulder at Rian. Make sure he's not listening. So am I wrong to be concerned?
I mean...
Am I overreacting?
No, because the more food he gets, the more work it is for the dogs.
Well, okay. I meant more his state of mind, not necessarily the state of the dogs.
He's been crazy ever since we brought up that,
The boat?
That boat. Yeah.
Yeah. The Dark Duchess. Okay, he gets
I don't know. He gets all weird. It's more depressing than funny anymore.
Yeah, should we just not go to the boat?
I mean, we kind of have to, though.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, it's hard to, like, make fun of him when he's crazy.
I know.
Sad.
I don't like it.
Just hope it's temporary.
Hopefully it gets funny again soon.
Wait, at least get the right kind of jerky.
What? Okay.
Not the elk jerky. It's too gamey.
Which ones do you like?
The ones that aren't elk.
Okay. So he just shakes his head. He's just like, he's just loading up more food. He's just not even paying attention.
It's elk jerky, isn't it?
It's of course
no.
It's what they have the most of up here. He's buying the cheapest, most bulk food he can buy.
All right. Well, Reen's crazy. So nothing we can do.
Hey, it's too late for him. I think we should just take him out back.
Where's Tavini? Tavini's nice.
Are you sure?
Typically, where is Tavini? He just kind of looks around.
She's next to Mary.
Oh, there she is.
She's over, you know, keeping, like, just kind of being there next to her while she paces as company.
It's interesting because Tavini is so much smaller than Miri, whose strides cover so much ground, that even though Miri is much slower on foot than she is in the air, she is still regularly lapping Tavini as Tavini tries to, like, pace with her one way and then turns around and paces with her the other way. And
couple of hops and skips to try and keep up through the snow that's getting slowly, you know.
Yeah, actually, Miri has a 25-foot movement, too, so actually it would be you keeping pace with her. even if you are, like...
just with a lot more
steps. Up to your knees in snow, yeah.
Still hopping and skipping a little bit to, you know, keep up.
Well, you guys were going to have a bit of a conversation with Tavini, weren't you? Let me back off a little here.
Yeah, I mean...
Back off!
You ready to go?
Yes. I should perhaps see if Helda is still around and say goodbye. And my parents too.
Ask her if she has any more food.
I think you have enough.
Yeah, ignore him. He's having a hard time.
Oh, I think the sooner we go, the better we can come back.
Yeah, I think that would be good. So if you have business to take care of, Tavini... go ahead, take care of it.
Dreamer?
Yes?
Remind Rian that you can create good berries.
I already did.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
He's acting really weird right now.
Yeah, I think we need to get out of the city.
Yes.
Give him some fresh air.
Miri cranes her neck and looks around.
Shh, as they're fine.
Already outside at the edge of a lake.
He just puts his finger to his lips like, shh.
Okay.
Well, at the very least, get him away from somewhere where he can buy food. Because he keeps doing it, and he'll find more, I think. So we should go.
Go.
He better not touch my hoard.
Yeah.
Now you're hearing a bit of a growl in her chest. Just a little bit of a rumble. And she gives her dad... it's probably the first time I've ever seen her give him a bit of a suspicious look. Like, she is debating whether or not he's... after her funds to pay for his food addiction.
Nice.
Could you sit on him?
Perhaps. I'm just gonna get him cold and wet.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I can. Does he need sitting on?
Last resort, I think.
That we'll have that in the pocket when we need it.
Yes. I will be back.
And she scurries off and goes to say goodbye to Helda and her folks. And then she will return shortly afterwards, looking a bit ruffled.
Yeah, I would say outside the Three Flags Sailing, a little further up the street,
While you've been preparing outside the Luskin Arms for your journey, your group would have seen distantly in front of the three flags sailing some lantern light and a bunch of people milling about. Really nothing strange for this town, as you've seen that people gather out front of this this tavern frequently. But when you arrive, you find it's not the usual crowd of people, you know, milling about, socializing, going in and out, having drinks, just sort of, you know, sharing their quote-unquote evening in this world with each other. You instead find a trio of dog sleds that currently don't have any animals secured to the front of them. They're just being prepared and loaded at this time. Helda is there, as are a number of people that you recognize from the Dugan's Hole group, and a handful of people you don't recognize who are dressed in, like, dark furs, but one of them does have, like, the emblem of Targos there on their shoulder. They seem to be discussing amongst themselves as they load these dog sleds for a journey. No one really notices you when you come running up. You're a little small.
How many of them are there?
There's Helda. You see her milling about as she goes in and out of the tavern, helping to load stuff in. There's about four people from Dugan's Hole and three unfamiliar figures.
Okay, that makes me a little... Oh, see, that makes me wary, but I see she has no idea.
Okay.
We are about to head off.
She kind of, like, shuffles towards Helda.
Helda had just ducked inside and is on her way out when you approach and make your announcement that you're leaving. And she gives you a smile at seeing you as she's depositing a small crate, wooden, you know, hammered shut, onto one of the back of the dog sleds and comes over to stand in front of you, sort of hooking her thumbs in her belt as she does. Oh dear. Well, I knew that you said you were gonna be, but I didn't think it'd be so soon. Got time to join me for a drink then?
No, I wish that I could, but the longer we wait, the worse it could get.
Oh, I gotcha, alright. Well, the lads and I, and she kind of jerks her thumb over her shoulder, are gathering provisions for the journey up north. I know, I think your parents are over at the town hall helping some of the other folk from Dugan's Hole pack up. And most of them are staying here in town, but there's some that seemed keen on joining your parents since they knew you.
More? There are... how many?
I got the three lads here. And they are continuing to pack up, don't really seem to pay any mind to you. And I think your parents are helping another, half dozen or so. About half the group.
That is so many. I thank you, Helda.
I mean, you're the one that, told him about the white moose.
Lonelywood is very nice.
Dragon swept that way, so I bet they could probably use the extra hands since so many people fled to Bryn Shander. You know, if there's any work that needs doing.
Yes, they, some damage is what I heard.
Oh, some's better than what I've seen at the other towns here.
Will you head back to the Dwarven Valley?
Well, after I finish this escort.
Okay, I will, I hope I will see you again soon at the valley, yes?
We can see each other again soon. And, is a goodbye all you wanted to come for? She kind of arches an eyebrow at you. You need to only say it. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. And she's gonna lean in a little.
Could we hug one last time?
Yeah, get in here. I'm gonna give you a big muscular embrace because she does have a significant, not like a lot of bodybuilder mass, but she's strong. Peck on the forehead.
Tavini's got a little bit of her own strength, so she hugs back just, you know, tight.
Do you want me to lift you off the ground and spin you around or something? She's muffling into your hair.
No, this is This is nice.
I could tell something's weighing on your mind, you know.
Just fear, I think.
Oh, lots of that around. I think you're gonna do swimmingly.
You will know if it gets, bright outside.
Oh, you're gonna, like, message me or something?
Is it okay for me to message?
Oh, yeah, no. I would prefer a call than, like, oh, she disappeared with the entire group forever in the northwest, and I have no fucking idea where.
Oh, I
suppose can... southwest. No, north.
I can message, every few days or every day if you like.
You do that. I'll be... Do I call it... What do I call it? Do I have to be on standby or something?
No. I will try to message when you are awake. It might wake you up if I reach out when you are sleeping, so I
don't apologize. She's gonna hold up her hand. Don't apologize. Call me anytime. Call me when you want. Call me when you need me.
Stay safe.
And you. Anyway, lads, you about finished there? She's gonna call over her shoulder. There is a chorus of affirmatives, and the three folks that are kind of dressed in the darker leathers, the one of them with the sort of emblem of Targos here on their shoulder, step back to kind of give the folks from Dugan's Hole a bit of space. And we're gonna go take care of dogs, right? Yeah. We'll bring a couple of teams. And they're going to take off between the buildings where you get an opportunity to speak with them.
Yeah.
Alright.
I think skip over to Vinnie saying goodbye to her parents so this doesn't drag out too long.
You sure?
Yeah, because I think it would be much the same.
Yeah, Dad picking you up and spinning you without waiting for permission. Mom giving him a swat, and then squeezing you and trying to do the same, but not being as tall as he is.
She's also wearing chainmail.
Yep. Alright, so guys, eventually Tavini comes back and you've, Rian, have you finished your food packing?
Yeah, he's packing up until people, like, leave. He will not stop until people are like, okay, we're leaving, and then he'd be like, okay, I guess.
When Tavini rejoins them, she's actually going to go over to Rian and start pushing on his legs, like,
okay, time to go. That's it. Enough.
I think we could fit a few more. There's a couple spots right there. We can go six high. I think we can go six high.
No, we're good.
Okay.
We can come back if we need more.
The dogs at the front of the sled are barking and yipping anxiously. And as they're tugging forward, you know, it's got a bit of a break, so it is hard for them to move it, but you can see it's slowly inching forward in the snow, despite there being a bit of, like, a handbrake. They're eager to leave.
Yep, get on the thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, before they take off, Rian's kind of like, you see him, he's very fidgety, very, like, you know, anxious. He's like, okay, if we're really doing this, just keep your eyes on the sky and just be careful out there.
Okay.
So last time I came this way, there was a dragon, a white dragon, patrolling the skies around here. So hopefully it's not here anymore. It won't be an issue. But if it is.
All right. That would be bad. Look, just try to relax a little.
Yeah, he takes a deep breath. He's like, okay, we can do this.
Because, you know, you affect the big one.
And with that, when you finally say
and
that...
She's all, you know, wiry right now. So...
Yeah. Yeah, with that, when you finally say that, like, he kind of, like, glances over and sees how, you know, wired she is. And he's just like, oh, shit, okay. He's like, okay. And he, like, takes a few breaths and calms himself down. It's like, okay. I'm ready.
Good.
Everybody ready?
You know I can fish, right?
Good thing. We might have to you do that at some point.
She's going to give you the most annoyed look that you have ever seen from her.
Yeah, Felger's just going to sigh, like, let's go.
What? It's a long way till we get to the shore. There's no water between here and there. Anyways, let's roll out. Mush!
All right. So finally, loading up into the back of the sled, we have your remaining axe beaks, Pepper and Scrapper. I imagine Tavini is on Scrapper. Who's on Pepper? You do have Dazan with you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's got to be Dazan.
Dazan, yep. Okay.
I mean, unless he doesn't want to and just wants to ride shotgun. Then
I mean, he rode that thing into battle, right?
That is true. That is the one he rode into battle.
If he did, that's his then. Yeah, so Pepper's his.
Krellic on the back of Burry, which leaves our three remaining lads for the sled.
Yep.
So, Filgrin can be with whoever, I assume Rian's piloting one of them.
Was Dreamer just sitting there getting food piled on top of them?
He got packed in like cargo.
Yep, we're good. Just his head.
We'll dig him out when we get back.
Just a bundle of jerky gets set in his lap. He just looks down at it. I'm not hungry.
I'm fine with this.
Do you think we have enough? We should probably ration.
No.
All right. So as you start rolling out of Targos, initially, the journey is smooth. The dogs are able to run along the road, which have been, you know, packed in by the feet of people fleeing Bremen. So it is a smooth ride up to the bridge that sort of crosses the icy Xiangarn River from the road from Targos up to Bremen. When you get to the other side, you can see the town itself is still smoldering in some places from the destruction. However, you can't make out too much in the semi-dark and, you know, being at such a distance. You could choose to either we could cut through Bremen, or from this point you head northwest straight out over the rough terrain, the tundra, towards the Dark Duchess.
I mean, the only thing I can think of why we would cut around or go around Bremen is if we were like that just seems like one of those things, like the only way we would do that is if we were legitimately trying to avoid helping anybody. Like, we're just like, you know what? We don't even want to look for fucking survivors or help out anybody. We're just gonna go around the city. So
we want to avoid
guilty
conscience.
There you go. So like all I can think of is that we probably would cut through. Like, cause that just seems ridiculous. Just be like, nah, never go around. No, we don't want a side quest right now. This is the fucking this is knowing that fucking what was the guy's name from Fallout that would always come up to you and ask you about the fucking settlements?
Preston
Garvey.
And like how you like learn to like move around him so he doesn't talk.
Exactly. That would be it. Like we come up to Bremen, we see like Preston Garvey come running out and we're like, nope, fucking just shoot around the side of the town. Skirt the whole thing, just trying
a
to
new
avoid
map.
Him. Yeah. Oh, we do got a new map. Bremen.
Okay. Yeah, so as you roll into Bremen, the town itself appears and sounds much sleepier than Targos. It's quieter. Although it shares the same harbor and you could see boats in the lake frozen in the ice. Mm-hmm. It is a little higher. It actually sits on a hill so that you are able to, from Bremen, look out in all directions and see, you know, a little bit of the tundra. You could see, you look towards the coast, I should say. And while you might be able to see it on a clear day, there is this heavy fog that lies over the ocean that direction. You are, however, able to look out eastward over the lake and maybe even distantly make out the dark line of the far shore and those trees that, you know, Lonelywood is situated beside. As you roll into town from the southwest, sort of heading north through it, the first thing you pass is what appears to be an inn. You know, it has the sign with a bed upon it, sort of indicating, you know, its intended purpose, its use. And the sign itself calls it the Buried Treasures.
Oh.
And lights are on and you can see people milling about. Passing that, going still further up the street, lots and lots of residential homes. You come to a square where there is a well in the center. The top of it is just like snowed. There's no rope to this well. There's icicles hanging down from the metal bar.
Oh man.
And this entire time as you're passing through, you're seeing the swaths of destruction that the Shardalan dragon left behind. There are some homes that, while they stand perfectly intact, their neighbors are just blackened buildings with still smoldering runes that looked like a line had been carved through them of fire. Places on the street underneath the dog sleds, they sort of, you know, bump and jostle in line with these blackened portions. And even in the semi-dark here in the perpetual twilight of Icewind Dale, you can see that, you know, what cobblestones there are that make up some of the roads have bubbled and melted a little and left the surface uneven underneath. Towards the center of town, as you approach that well with the dog sleds, you could see off to your left the road splits. And whereas the inn behind you had been quiet, you know, you could see the lights on and a couple people inside, it seems like most of the town is going in and out of about 5 buildings to your left. Like, there's easily 100 people just kind of standing around or exchanging conversation. Not quite sure what's going on that direction, or even if there is some sort of town meeting, but the rest of the place seems pretty well deserted. Everyone's just kind of concentrated here in the center. But riding up past that, if that's what you do indeed intend, you eventually reach the far side where there is a windy road that goes from, you know, a bit of cobble to bare dirt that's been sort of swept off, and it winds up a much taller hillside atop which sits a very, very nice house, or what looks like it used to be a very, very nice house, because it too has been, you know, sliced through with the Shardalan dragon's beam.
God, like, that was a quest at some point. Like, before the dragon, that was a quest.
The very, very nice house?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I gotta imagine. You gotta imagine. It's like, you always feel that way, like, in Oblivion. Like, when you get to Kavoth for the first time, and you're like, man, what would this town have been like had it not had a demon portal open up and you had to fight your way through it and everything? Like, the whole town didn't get ripped apart right at the beginning of the game. But anyways.
Who knows?
Yep, exactly. Interesting. Okay, yeah, if those people seem fine and, like, they're doing all right, then there's really nothing for us to do. Like,
Like, Felgren, as far as he's concerned, he doesn't know anything more about rebuilding a town than they do.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think that's exactly how Rian would look at it. Like, if there was, like, people that were hurt, middle of town, just, like, bleeding out and crying and trying to, like, looking around, like, what they should do, then it would be like, oh, fuck, okay, well, let's help these people. But if they're just, like, in the process of getting their shit handled, it's just like, okay, well, they're doing their thing. Okay.
Well then, back out into the tundra.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed, please like, follow, and leave a comment. Also, you can support us at patreon.com/sqlrpod. You can follow us on Twitter at sqlrpod, or join our Discord through our invite banner at shortquestlongrest.wordpress.com. Keep smiling. We'll see you next time, fam.